Good, the bad, and the ugly with Terence Pillay.
Morning, Terence.
Good morning, Darren.
Thank you so much for actually joining us to talk about hashtag Stand Up For Sadia. As you know, this Friday, we're asking everyone, absolutely everyone, to help us hashtag Stand Up For Sadia, stand up against gun violence in South Africa. Wear orange. Put orange on wherever you can, on your car, on your pets, on yourself. Wear it as headgear, earrings, eyewear, shirts or whatever. Wherever you can, just a little bit of orange, because orange is the color for activism against gun violence. So that's this Friday. Spread the word. Please use the hashtag Stand Up For Sadia on Twitter, on Facebook. Use it as your WhatsApp status. We really, really want to get the word out there, because I think you shared the sentiment with us that KZN is now literally gutful for gun violence.
And I also think that this campaign is really, really important in trying to address this problem, because, you know, when one person stands up and jumps up and down, it's a tantrum. Mm-hmm. But when many people stand and jump up and down, it's a movement. Mm-hmm. And what we need here is a movement, because gun control in this province itself is completely out of control, right? 16 people are murdered with a gun every day in South Africa. 2 people kill themselves with a gun every day in South Africa.
Also, we forget about that.
It's a high number. And I tell you, a few years ago, there was a group of people in Chatsworth who were completely tired of drug dealers dealing drugs from their houses in their neighborhood and whatever, and they got together and they formed what they was called a people's army, and they marched on these drug dealers, and they managed to curb crime, and they took back their streets as such. And I think that's what this wearing orange with the hashtag Stand Up For Sadia is going to be doing.
I mean, here's the tricky thing. We're asking people to do away with firearms, but the argument in South Africa and now in KZN is going to be, but the criminals have got firearms, why would I not have a firearm to protect myself and my family?
Yeah, of course. I mean, that is going to be, and it's a legitimate question. The fact is, the law is not really on your side. Let's just say someone breaks into your house, right? And you shoot that person. They're there to steal your cell phone, and they're stealing your cell phone. They've invaded your property. You can't shoot that person, because there's no imminent threat, imminent danger to you and your family. If you do shoot that person, even though, in my opinion, you have every right to, because someone has invaded your house, and that in itself is the imminent threat, you could stand going to jail.
So you could end up going to jail because
on the other
you
side
thought
of,
you were protecting
on
yourself.
The other side of the law. The fact is, you know, when the Firearms Control Act of 2000 came about, it made it slightly more difficult for people to register firearms and that kind of thing. So still, I mean, while there are a lot of registered firearms out there, and you can get it legally, you're a card-carrying member, there's still... Our hugest problem is that there are a lot of illegal firearms, and these are the firearms that are being used to commit crime.
Sure.
And I think what this...
How are we supposed to get those? How are we supposed to find them?
Do you know when Rudy Giuliani did that whole cleanup of New York a couple of years ago? It was the broken window syndrome.
Yes.
He ran a program called Don't Ask, Don't Tell, which got the community who were living in those... what do you call those?
Tenement housing.
He got them to bring in guns that they had found. Let's just say your brother was in a gang and he kept guns under the bed or something to that effect. They brought those and they collected all those guns.
And you could just drop them off at the police stations, and they didn't ask any questions.
Not even the police station. They used like church halls and that kind
of community centers as collection.
So, and they didn't ask anything.
Maybe something like that.
And they collected all those guns. And you know what else that did? When they processed those guns, they found a lot of those guns that were used in robberies and murders and that kind of thing. And they were able to solve those crimes. So perhaps we should embark on a program like that.
Well, look at that. It's something that we'll definitely be asking the police, because we are going to be engaging the police.
No, 100%. And, you know, if people can put those big red noses on their cars for rhino awareness, come on, you can wear orange this Friday and support this hashtag, Stand Up For Sadia, and make a stand against... We don't want this kind of violence anymore.
No, we don't. I'm done with this violence. Hashtag Stand Up For Sadia.
And you know what it's hit home? And I've done stories over the years, you know, like this, which were heartbreaking, but this even more so, because there is an innocent young 9-year-old girl who's become the face of this crime now.
Yeah. All right. So make sure you wear orange in some way, shape, or form this Friday.
The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly with Terrence Pillay.